The Brewers squaring off with the D-backs. Hernan Perez ready for this one, trying to give his team the lead in the fifth. Game tied at three. Perez facing Randall Delgado.
Perez swings and lifts one back into deep left field, and that is out of here. Brewers take the lead as Perez goes deep for the eighth time this year. And that's a base hit into center field. Rounding third is Peralta, and the game is tied at four.
Jesus Aguilar is coming up as a pinch batter, swinging a fly ball to left in the corner. Get up, get off the wall, at least it did. Two runs are going to score. Here's the throw coming on, and they're in there. Jesus Aguilar delivers again.
Base is loaded again, and now he'll face Nick Ahmed.
Here's a fourth ground ball, comebacker to Barnes. He'll handle it himself. That will end the inning.
Here he comes to Herman, swinging a one-hopper into a diving stab by Villar, and he threw him out. Whoa, what a play by Jonathan Villar.
The Brewers defeat the D-backs 8-6. Jonathan Villar had to leave the game in the eighth inning after that great play with an undisclosed injury. Manny Pena with three hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored. Domingo Santana extends his hitting streak to nine games. The Brewers hang on to beat the D-backs. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after the game.
He's just got some back spasms, pretty good back spasms. It's just really locked up, so we're going to get an x-ray. We haven't got an x-ray yet, but his back's just really tightened up and spasms.
That's a remarkable play, wasn't it?
It was outstanding. It was, a huge play in the game, too. So, it's just kind of one of those things that once it loosens up, it feels pretty good. Yeah, I mean, it was just one of those games, and the guys did a good job. I mean, I think we're just trying to get through it and get outs, and everybody did their job. I thought Carlos got big outs. Jacob, had to work hard and come in a difficult spot and a big rally, and did his job. So, we got through it, and then Corey was, what can you say? I mean, he was just absolutely exceptional again. I mean, he's putting together quite a remarkable season.
Yeah, I wonder how many people outside of Milwaukee know what he's doing.
The strikeouts are, and in big spots, to come in and get four outs there, and, he had to go through the heart of their lineup, too, the middle of their lineup. Pretty good stuff.
Talk about Davies a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Zach, I thought he pitched well. I thought he had good stuff tonight, very good stuff tonight. The only pitch that is really probably bugging him is the pitch to the 2-0 pitch to Lamb. And he just, he threw a changeup. He just left it up a little bit. He struggled kind of with strikes a little bit in the first couple innings. But then I thought he got rolling really good. And unfortunately they put together a little two-out rally with a double and a single to tie the game. I had in my mind he was going to go back out there if he puts up a zero there, but we got something, and he might have went back out there if we didn't have a rally going. But we got that rally going, and we used Jesus there, and he came up with a big two-run double, and both our Nick Franklin came up with a big hit. So pinch hitters did a nice job today for sure.
Greg, did whether he hurt himself on the impact or twisting to make the throw?
Yeah, I think on the impact, yeah. I think it was the impact, yeah.
Did the fact that he was able, once he was in pain, to turn around and complete that play make the
yeah,
throw?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the pain hadn't quite kicked in yet, but, the adrenaline.
Kind
so.
Of instincts.
Yeah, I think it's instincts, exactly, yeah.
And what's that defensive his meant to you this year?
Well, he's new to the position, but really, Johnny had he struggled the first week to 10 days, and since then there's been really significant improvement, and that's really just being out there a lot and getting comfortable and playing one position. I think he's an improving player at second base for sure, and he's starting to make some plays like that more often for sure.
Greg, in the seventh inning when they had all those lefties up, even with a four-run lead, did you not feel comfortable? So soon, you have to come it looked like if you were to do it, that would have been the spot.
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, we went with Oliver that inning. And, you know, that's, you know, that was kind of the plan. You know, there'll be spots for Josh for sure, but that we decided to go, decided before the game we're going to go with Oliver and in kind of a winning situation tonight against the lefties.
Really got to like the ball club, the way they ran the bases tonight, taking advantage of situations. It's really been a big part of the ball game.
Yeah, you're right, Augie. It was, and we did some little things well. We had some guys laid down some nice bunts, sack fly. RC had a tremendous game, just kind of an all-around baseball game with some base hits, sack fly, nice bunt for a hit, good base running. You know, all he's been an exceptional base runner this year. So we did a lot of things right. You know, and the kind of the little things of the game tonight for sure. Yeah, no, I mean, there's no question. Yesterday was a tough loss. I mean, and we have, and we've bounced back, you know, pretty regularly from these things. And it's you know, to me, it's we're gonna bounce back, and. There's going to be more tough games. We know that, but it's been they're resilient, and that's not going to change.
I was going to say that. I mean, now it's just the way they are, right? You're deep enough in it. It's not.
Yeah, it's and it's yeah. No, it's they've had to answer that question enough that it's the way they are for sure.
Plus, like the Diamondbacks, your guys are going out. You're cycling people through who are contributing.
Yeah, I mean that's been the story of our season, really. I mean, tonight was a night where you get. You know, we're using a lot of guys. You're using, you know, 17, 18 guys in the game, and everybody's doing something to help us, and that's been a key for us all season.
And you're missing some key ones too.
Yeah, tonight, you know, we're missing Braun, and we're missing Travis Shaw, obviously. So, he did fine. It was just the first day. He'll put a little more, just ramp it up a little bit again tomorrow, and so we'll just keep progressing.
A big game for Manny Pena. He tallies 3 hits, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored.
We just try to do the small thing, like do the bases, running scoring position. So right now everybody is focused, everybody now in good shape. So just keep doing, working hard.
You got the game started in the first inning, a big 2-out double. 7th got a big base hit, scored another run. How do you feel swinging the bat right now?
I feel really good. I feel really good right now swinging the bat. Was kind of struggling a little bit. Like early in this month, but working with a hitting coach and couple swinging in my bat, so now I figured out a little bit more and I feel so good.
Pinch hitters came up big. Nick Franklin with the big base hit. Jesus Aguilar with the big double to score a couple runs. How big has that been for you guys to have those guys come off the bench, swing the bat like they have?
I mean, it's like I said, everybody's ready, man. Everybody in the dugout's ready. If you don't start in that night, so everybody's swinging the bat in the cage. Everybody's stretching. Everybody know the game. So that's why Frankie hit a good base hit because he always focused. He always ready to hit.
Yeah.
Up next, the series against the D-backs continues on Saturday. Junior Guerra against Zach Godley.